Panthers volleyball is on the air. Tonight's game against Weimar is made possible by Burton Friends and Neighbors, Harmel Electric, Burton Meat Processing, ACL Construction, Hickey's Family Daryl, Katie and Trent, Market Realty, Burton Chamber of Commerce, St. John's United Church of Christ, Blinn College, Dahman and Associates, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, BDM Pipe and Steel, J&J Packing, Larry Pape Construction, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, Kiki Egg Farm, and Burton ISD. We'll go to your host, Dean Erickson, for the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
Go Fight Win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Larry Pape Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Pape Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again is 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Go Lady Panthers all the way.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are. Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes, we are.
Well, good afternoon from Schulenburg High School. Dean Erickson alongside you for area playoff volleyball action between the Weimar Lady Cats and the Burton Lady Panthers. Winners out of the District 25-2A. You heard the game Tuesday night right here on KWHI as Burton was able to move on to this afternoon's matchup against the 29-11 Weimar Lady Cats. Coming up in our KWHI High School Volleyball pre-match show, we'll talk a little bit about the Burton season to date and the four-match winning streak that this Panther team has been on. We'll dive into a little bit of the Weimar Lady Cats, what to expect from the purple side of the floor tonight as the teams warm up ahead of a 5 o'clock first serve here from Schulenburg High School. We'll have more of our pregame show coming up on KWHI.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm fresh eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food markets. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton Volleyball Game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 979-251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 979-251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Daryl and Coach Katie Kiki are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, dedication, to be better through continuous improvement, and how to handle disappointments. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers, all the way to state.
Coverage on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7 from Schulenburg High School. It's Dean Erickson with you, bringing you coverage of the Burton-Weimer area round of the playoffs. The Burton Panthers getting hot at the right time this year. They have not lost a match since October 13th, when they dropped a 3-1 decision to Round Top Carmine on their home floor. It's been quite a while since Burton caught an L, and as a matter of fact, they haven't lost a set since that Friday the 13th matchup with Round Top Carmine. They come into this match 30-17 on the season, looking to advance out of the area round of the playoffs against a Weimer team that was very tough on this Lady Panther bunch 1 year ago. A lot has changed for the Burton Lady Panthers over the course of the last year. A new coach, Blair Smith, heads up the program now for the Big Red. She'll be looking to get her team advanced into the next round of the playoffs on this Friday afternoon from Schulenburg High School, about 15 minutes away from first serve here at Schulenburg High School. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk a little bit about the Weimer Lady Cats and get you ready to go for high school volleyball action on KWHI. We'll be back. You're listening to Big Red Volleyball on KWHI.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transfer to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and farm paths, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations at Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
High school volleyball and KWHI headed towards a 5 o'clock first serve in this area round of the playoffs for the Burton Lady Panthers, trying to pick up their 31st match win on the season. The Weimer Lady Cats looking for number 30 on the year, as they are 29-11 overall out of 27 AA, District 27 AA. They're 7-3 in the regular season in that district, as well as The Burton Lady Panthers warming up now, practicing their attacks on the far side of the floor. They've got to set up myself and the broadcaster for the Weimer side of things. The purple radio man across the way from me has have us both set up on the baseline, and the Panthers practicing their attacks right at us right now. So we've been playing a game of dodge volleyball here as pregame coverage continues on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. We'll take another break here, and then we'll get you into some keys to the game for this Burton Lady Panther bunch looking for another win in the playoffs. This is Big Red Volleyball on KWHI.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
Parmel Electric says go, Lady Panthers! Parmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Parmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go, Lady Panthers! Keep on winning!
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 979-289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 979-289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 till 12 noon. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Pre-match coverage continues on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. You're probably wondering, how come I've only heard Dean's voice so far? Well, it's because my good buddy, my broadcast partner in crime, Mr. Daryl Kiki, had a prior commitment and couldn't make it to join me on the broadcast today. So miss you, buddy, if you're tuning in. Wish you could be here to help me out, but we've got Weimer and Burton High School volleyball action coming up at the top of the hour. First serve set for 5 o'clock. Let's talk a little bit about the Burton year to date and a little bit more about that game, that match rather, on Tuesday night against Holland. It was a spooky start on a Halloween night match for the Burton Lady Panthers as the first two sets they ended up winning, but had to come from behind in both sets, allowing themselves to get down by double digits early on in the set, but were able to come back and hang tough and advance to the next round of the playoffs. That third set, no contest in that third one. It was almost like Burton got to the point where they almost, it's kind of like the in football where you just give body blows all game long, the whole first half and the third quarter. You just run it right up the middle. Eventually the defense is going to get tired and they're going to lay over. And that's kind of how the Burton Lady Panthers attacked Holland on Tuesday night, on Halloween night, in a three-set sweep over Holland. They drew Weimer in this one tonight. We'll have first serve coming up at 5 o'clock on KWHI. We'll get into some information about our starters for both sides in just a few minutes as well, as these teams get ready to do battle. Again, Burton has not lost a set since a Friday the 13th match against Roundtop Carmine. And that was the start of what is now a four-match winning streak for this Lady Panther bunch. The Big Red looking to tack on a fifth in a row and advance to the next round of the postseason. And we'll see if Coach Blair Smith can get the girls ready to go against Weimer coming up at the top of the hour. We'll take another break and come back for starters and our national anthem. This is high school volleyball, Burton Panther playoff volleyball on KWHI.
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are. Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes, we are.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dominant Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dominant Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dominant Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
It's Burton and Weimer in postseason volleyball action. Hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Tournament November 15th to the 18th at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court, showcasing their unmatched skills, incredible teamwork, and sheer determination. For all the latest updates and ticket information, head over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. Well, I've never won as a broadcaster or as a former athlete or really in any way to make too much of warm-ups, right? So, like, you're watching warm-ups, you know, you kind of get a taste of what to expect throughout the game. You know, I remember in basketball back in the day, of course, you'd always, as you're going through the layup lines, you're always looking over your shoulder and see how many of the other guys on the other team can dunk, and usually not very many where I was, but I've been watching Weimer warm up, and they've got a couple of, we'll just call them gunslingers. I mean, there's a couple of girls on this Weimer squad that have some very, very large right arms, cannons, if you will, and we'll have to see if Burton is able to withstand that on the front line, getting the blocks up and in the right place. And a lot of power out of this purple bunch tonight for the Weimer Lady Cats as we get ready for high school volleyball playoff action on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 K269GU in Brenham. We'll take one final break, and we'll come back in 2 minutes with our final thoughts on pregame ahead of this match between Weimer and Burton. We'll get your starters, and we'll be ready to fire this thing up. It's playoff volleyball on KWHI.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team.
J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
When the temperature drops, that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BVAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd, starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun, starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Well, the starters being announced for the Burton Lady Panthers ahead of this area round of the playoffs for the Big Red, taking on Weimer this afternoon from Schulenburg High School. Now, if you'll remember, this Burton bunch has been on a bit of a hot streak this last, I'd say, about 3.5 weeks or so. You have to go back to a Friday the 13th, the last time that this Burton Lady Panther squad dropped a set, and then eventually the match against Roundtop Carmine on that Friday the 13th night. Now, for the Big Red, again, the main objective in this one, of course, if you remember the game from Tuesday night against Holland, they found themselves down in quite a big hole, especially in the second set. They had to come from behind in the first and rally to win that one. Then in the second set, they found themselves in another deficit that they had to rally out of, and it was very tough sailing for the first couple of sets for the Lady Panthers, but they gutted it out, were able to dig deep and come out with the win in the match against Holland to earn themselves a matchup with Weimer this afternoon here in Schulenburg. For the Lady Panthers, some key contributors for them. Of course, Reagan Raymer is going to be a very big part of what this Burton bunch does. She's the libero for this Big Red squad. She's going to have to be all over the deck in this one to try to dig up a lot of the very strong attacks from this Weimer offense. They've got some hard, hard-hitting players on this team. I'm looking at Skylar Rhodes. She's a very hard-hitting freshman out there. Was in warm-ups absolutely destroying the volleyball. Janaya Cooper is another hard hitter. You might remember that name from the match a year ago. She was just a freshman and was out there just launching absolute rockets from Columbus High School a year ago. Well, she's back, and she'll be just as much of a problem this year, if not more, than she was a year ago. We will take, actually, we're going to keep it here as we'll have our national anthem. What a great environment for some high school playoff volleyball on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Dean Erickson alongside you, getting ready to bring you the action here from Schulenburg High School. The Weimer Lady Cats out of District 27AA coming into this one 29-11 on the season. The Burton Lady Panthers looking for win number 31. 30-17 is their record out of District 25AA, 7-1 overall in that district. And here we go, set one, just seconds away. What's at stake for these teams? Well, their season. There's a few seniors on both of these squads that don't want to see their high school volleyball career come to a close tonight, and that is what's at stake for them as we get ready to go. On the front line for Weimer, they break their huddle. They'll start out with Chandley Tolbert. She's a junior in the middle. She's another one of those rocket right arms for this Lady Cat bunch. Madison Lucky is out there as a starter. Of course, Janiyah Cooper a starter, as well as Lauren Hinsey in the back row. Claire Pavlou and the libero, Izzy Reeves, for the Big Red. On the front line for them, it'll be Bailey Glazeman is out there, along with Paige Fritsch, Tatum Gore, Reagan Raymer, and Amaya Williams. And it looks like the Lady Panthers will serve it up first. It'll be Paige Fritsch standing at the service line to get this thing underway. The Burton Panthers in their road black uniforms with the red trim, the white letters. Weimer in the purple uniforms, white letters with gold trim. Fritsch has it teed up, and we're ready to rock and roll in playoff volleyball action from Schulenburg High School. Page with the serve, bounces the ball a couple times, gets airborne, and we're underway. Doug in the back row off the serve. Here's the set on the middle of the floor. It'll be a free ball for the Lady Panthers. Dug up in the back row by Fritsch. Set left side. Attack is long, as the ball came right over to me. This is what we want to try to avoid. I don't think they care. That was Glazeman on the attack. Her shot was long. Point Weimer. 1-0 Lady Cats. The purple will serve it up. It's Hinsey to tee it up. Dug in the back row, set middle. On the attack this time is Amaya Williams. Her shot's dug up on the right side of the floor. Free ball for the Panthers. That one's going to go way long. Point Big Red. We're tied up at ones. Just underway here in the first set from Schulenburg High School. As the Big Red tie it up on that shot, it'll be Amaya Williams back deep to serve it away. Williams sends it across, dug up by Tolbert, set left side. That's an attack from Tolbert. That's dug up in the middle by Fritsch. Here's the set on the left side for the Lady Panthers. Off the block and out of bounds. Point Big Red. Huntsman with the attack and the kill. It's 2-1 in favor of the Big Red early in set one. Williams back at the service line. Gets ready to send this thing away. It'll be dug in the front row by Reeves. And that's going to be an ace serve for Amaya Williams. Make it 3-1 Big Red early in set one. Back-to-back points for the Burton Panthers off the right hand of Amaya Williams. Here's Williams to serve it up again. This one's dug up by Tolbert in the middle, and a quick over attack by Glazeman's dug up. Here's Tolbert with the attack, and that's a kill for the purple. Chandley Tolbert, a lanky junior with a very strong right arm, goes off speed with it, barely tickles it over the top of the tape, brings her squad back to within one. It's 3-2. Burton in front. It'll be Reeves to serve it away. Raymer digs it up, sets over for the left right side for Glazeman. Her shot is wide, point purple. Weimer on the board to tie it up at 3. So they'll put Reeves back at the service line again. Reeves sends it across into the net, point Big Red. So an unforced service error by Izzy Reeves will send the Big Red out in front. 4-3 here in set one. Back to serve it away is Glazeman. Bailey sends it across. It's dug up in the back row by Cook. Cook will set Tolbert right side on the roll shot. Dug up by Fritsch. Fritsch will set it up. The shot by Pohl is down, and it's a point for the Big Red. Callie Pohl with the big right hand from the right side of the floor puts it down, and it's a two-point lead, 5-3 for Burton. That's in there for an ace serve. As Bailey Glazeman snuck it between the back row defenders, touched the barely touched the line. Good enough for an ace, and it's 6-3. The Big Red lead at 3-3 early in set one. Glazeman to tee it up. She'll send it across. Picked up in the middle by Smith. Smith will try to set. It'll be a free ball as Reeves sends it across. Williams, Fritsch. Now from the middle is Lundbeck, and she is blocked up at the net. Point Weimer. 6-4 now as the Lady Caps try to pull back into this one. Chandley Tolbert will have a seat on the rotation. Also, Claire Pavlou will have a seat. In to serve it away for Weimer is Hannah Fisbeck. Williams able to get the serve. They're going to set to the middle. Off the block, Huntsman with the attack. That's dug up on the right side. Here's Reeves to send it across. Free ball, Big Red. They're going to try to set the middle here. This will probably be a free ball again, and it is. And they're going to call a double hit on Amaya Williams out of the back row. 6-5. Weimer back to within one. Still early in set one. Serving it away is Hannah Fisbeck. She'll send it across. Dug up by the libero Raymer. She'll set into the middle for Lundbeck, and that's a kill for the Big Red. Lundbeck squeezed that one through the block on the attack. Both blockers at the front of the net for Weimer were not in a good spot to be able to dig it off the floor, and it extends the lead for the Big Red, 7-5. In the back row now, it'll be Holt to send it away, and that's going to be a kill for the Big, well, rather for Weimer, as that was Taylor Smith with a huge right arm right in the middle of the floor, able to shoot that thing right through the attempted dig from Paige Fritsch. So that'll be a serve for Weimer. Lucky back at the line to send it away. 7-6. Burton clinging to a one-point lead in set one. Raymer digs it up. Fritsch with the layup, and that one should be on the line. And look like it just touched the line, but they do call it just a bit long, and that ties it up at 7. On the serve, Lucky sends it across. Here's Burton on the attack from the middle of the floor. The shot from Lundbeck, dug up in the back row by Reeves. They'll send it across again. Burton gets the free ball. Fritsch sets the middle this time. That shot is up, nearly down for a kill. That was a beautiful dig by Treese, the senior for Weimer. Keeps the rally alive. And a big block at the front row by the Lady Cats. Teaming up for that one was Taylor Smith. Taylor Smith and Rhodes, a freshman, teaming up to stuff the net for the Weimer Lady Cats. They now lead it 8-7. On the serve, it'll be Lucky. And that's an ace. Make it 9-7. We'll see if the Lady Panthers can dig deep here and withstand the storm. They found themselves in a much bigger hole early in the first couple of sets against Holland on Tuesday. This one much more manageable, only down two. Here's Weimer on the attack from the middle. And another shot and another kill for Taylor Smith, the junior, owning the middle of the floor right now. Alongside her is Skylar Rhodes, kind of dominating the net, getting whatever they want. They look like at least Rhodes appears to be somewhere near the six-foot neighborhood, if not maybe a little taller. Here's Fritsch on the dig off the serve. It's a free ball for the Lady Cats. They'll set the right side for Rhodes. Her shot is down. Another big right-handed bomb from Skylar Rhodes to extend the lead for Weimer, 11-7. On the serve, it's Lucky sending it across. Fritsch will set the left side now. And that shot, a big-time right hand from Aaron Huntsman, gets the point for the Big Red, and they needed that one in a big way. And so Aaron will head back to the service line to dish this one across. 11-8, Weimer up front. Huntsman to send it away. Gets it over. And touched on the back row, and an ace serve for Aaron Huntsman gets the Big Red back to within two, 11-9. Very quick moving first set here from Schulenburg High School between these two squads as Huntsman dials up the serve, sends another hard serve across. That one's dug up. It'll end up being a free ball here for the Lady Panthers as Raymer will set it up. And a quick over trying to catch him napping did Paige Fritsch. Nearly worked perfectly, but Fritsch will get another free ball shot at it. They'll set the middle this time, and a big right-handed kill for Kinsley Lundbeck. Lundbeck had to go up to the rafters to get that one and send it to the deck. And that makes it 11-10. The Big Red back to within one. now for Weimer as they found themselves up by four just a few moments ago. This Burton Lady Panther bunch has really clawed back into this one as Huntsman will send it across. That one touches the line, and that's another ace serve for Aaron Huntsman. We're knotted up at 11. Aaron Huntsman making hay on the service line for this Burton Lady Panther bunch. All knotted up. 11's on the board. Huntsman to serve it away. Bounces the ball, gets it across. That one is just a bit long. Tried to touch the back line one more time. Sent a little bit too much on it. And Weimer gets the point to go back up 12 to 11. So for the Big Red, they come back down four to tie it up before gifting a point to the Lady Cats. Off the serve from Smith. It'll be a free ball opportunity here. From the middle is Janaya Cooper on the attack. Tried to go off speed with it. Had it tipped, tipped at the net. Now it'll be a point for the Big Red. We're tied back up at 12. A good look from Cooper there to try to go off speed with it at the middle. And catch Burton sleeping, but Fritch and company at the front had none of it. Off the serve. Here's Cooper with the attack on the left side. That's dug up by Raymer. Here's a free shot at it for Weimer on the overpass. Fritchie will get it on another free ball for the Big Red. Sets it up in the middle, and a big kill that time for Bailey Glazeman as she just barely tipped it off the right hand of the outstretched block by Rhodes and able to find the deck. And the Big Red lead at 13-12 here in set one. It'll be Reagan Raymer to send it away on the serve. And that's an ace serve for Raymer. A timeout on the floor, and we'll take it with them. Back in 60 seconds, the Big Red lead at 14-12 in set one. This is high school volleyball on KWHI.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
Well, that was almost going to be a point for the Big Red that you completely missed because, well, I'm not very good at making commercials. 15-12, your score out of the timeout. There was a point for the Big Red due to Weimer being in the net. Raymer still at the service line. She sends it across. Cooper on the attack gets the kill for Weimer, and that's a big point for the Lady Cats as they now crawl back to within one and will get the serve here as taking a seat. For the Lady Cats will be Ashley Treese, a senior. That will send Claire Pavlou, a junior, back to the service line to send it away for the Purple. Pavlou's serve gets it across. Fritch able to set it up to the left side. Nice attack. Just a little bit long for Amaya Williams, but Amaya had a good windup on it. Just about got the point, but it will go the way of Weimer. 15-14, your score. Set one. Weimer to serve it away. That's Holt digging it in the middle. And a quick over by Fritch. And they're going to call her for a double hit. Fritch doesn't like the call. I don't think Coach Smith liked it very much either. It was kind of a 50-50 call on that one. As Pavlou will serve it away. Free ball incoming here for the Lady Cats. Pavlou digs it. Set in the middle. Here's Cooper on the swing. And a nice one-handed outstretched dig by Fritch. Falling to the deck, able to keep the play alive. The attack from the left side out of the back row by Tolbert. And they fumbled it up in the back row for the Lady Panthers, and that'll be a point for Weimer. Back in front now, 16-15 are the Lady Cats. A little bit sloppy on both sides early in this one off the serve. It'll be Williams on the attack, tried to push it right on the sideline there. It was dug up nicely by Tolbert. Now Tolbert again with another beautiful dig using that long arm. Goes up strong with the right hand, sends it right into the net. Point Big Red tied up at 16. Both of these teams showing a very nice contingency in both stands, like the crowd's very active in this one so far. I can hear them very, very clearly in my headphones right now as Tolbert will try to attack, and she rockets that one into the arms of Fritsch and right into the third row. Just an absolute rocket of a right arm on Chandley Tolbert. Coach John Cook, give her a call. ...17-16, Weimer with the lead. They serve it across with Hinsey. They'll set in the middle here for Burton, blocked at the net on the attack by Glazeman. Fritsch able to dig it up. They'll set the right side now and into the net. No, yes, it is into the net. It'll be a point for Weimer. As it looked like Glazeman might have slid a little bit too close to the twine. 18-16, set one. Weimer trying to pull away. Raymer able to dig it up on the serve. They'll set Williams in the middle, gets the line, and that's a point for the Big Red. A quick over by Amaya Williams. She was able to just paint the line on the right side. Sherwin Williams style, and it's 18-17. Big Red back to within one, sending Amaya back to the service line now. And now it's awkwardly quiet in the gym. So hope everyone has a good weekend. Not really sure why we're stopping. So, okay. The Weimer coach had to tell one of her players a secret, I guess. 18-17. We're playing volleyball again. It's kind of what we drove here to do. Is Burton will send it over. Free ball here for Weimer. Tolbert on the attack from the left side. Gets dug up by Fritsch in the back row. Now they'll set the right side for the Panthers. That was Lundbeck on the attack. She gets blocked at the net, and it'll be a point for Weimer as the shot from Huntsman went right into the net. I think that's the one Daryl was telling me about last year. Now I remember. 19-17. Weimer with the lead. Burton trying to claw back into this one the same way they did in both the first set and the second set Tuesday night. They've got the ball now on the attack from Huntsman. Her shot is blocked at the net. Still alive on the rally as Fritsch able to dig the attack in the back row from Weimer. Here's a shot over by Pohl. That's dug up. This rally still going on as Tolbert takes a shot from the left side. That's picked up in the back row by Williams. Blocked at the net and nearly a point for the Big Red. But right place, right time is Izzy Reeves to dig that one up. And that one is on the line, a kill for Weimer. Give it to Hinsey, the junior. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with him. 20-17. The Big Red trail by three in set one. This is high school volleyball on KWHI.
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritsch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
21-17 here from Schulenburg High School as the Weimer Lady Cats lead Burton in this playoff match. Izzy Reeves will serve it away. Raymer digs it up in the back row for the Lady Panthers. The shot by Huntsman stuffed at the net, 22-17. This is the biggest hole that Burton's been in this match so far here in set one, down five. The senior Reeves will send it away for the Lady Cats. That's Huntsman picking up the serve, and it'll be a free ball here for Weimer. They'll set the middle and give it a point for the Big Red as another double was called on Weimer. So 22-18 now, back to within four. That will send Kelsey Holt back to the service line. That's Bailey Glazeman at the service line. Bailey shoots it across, picked up by Reeves. Into the middle now. This shot from Smith is dug up, and it'll be a point for Weimer as Callie Pohl was not quite able to stretch out far enough to dig that one up on the sideline. Now it'll put Fisbeck at the service line for Weimer. 23-18 for the Purple Squad. That serve is on the line and an ace serve. What a great find by Hannah Fisbeck, the senior. Kind of a hanging long serve that just fell like a rock right above the end line, able to fall, and it's now set point for Weimer on the serve. 24-18 here. Here's the attack on the right side by Callie Pohl. That's dug up in the back row by Johnson. Now a shot over as Raymer lays out to dig it up. Here's Huntsman on the attack. That's blocked at the net. Fritsch will send it over now. Free ball here for Weimer. The set a little wide as Raymer gets on the deck again. Fritsch sets the left side now again for Huntsman. That one's dug up. Reeves sends it across. Free ball Burton. Fritsch will set it up again for Huntsman. That's into the net, and Weimer will take the first set. 25-18, your final score in set one. We'll be back in 2 minutes for more set two coming up on KWHI.
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transferred to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu. You.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes. We are.
Well, fixing to start set two from Schulenburg High School as we bring you high school volleyball playoff action. The Burton Panthers doing it against Weimer this afternoon, just dropping that first set 25-18. The team switched sides, and we'll see if the Lady Panthers and Coach Blair Smith can regroup and tie this thing back up. Really, not a bad first set. I mean, really nothing either team did wrong, especially Burton. They were very pretty clean for the most part. A couple of unforced errors into the net once or twice, but you clean that up in the second set, you're right back in it. And just like that, Burton will get gifted a free point as Claire Pavlou sent the serve to Northeast Oklahoma. Big Red lead at 1-0. Paige Fritsch sends it across on the serve for the Big Red. They'll set Cooper, and she swings hard and bombs that one home right off the left arm of Reagan Raymer. 1-1 now. I think they got the same scoreboard operator from Tuesday night. Weimer with the serve here. We're ones on the board, despite what you might see in the building. The attack that time from Callie Pohl was a little bit wide right. And that makes it 2-1 in favor of Weimer. So it'll be Hinsey to serve it away. Cooper quickly over on the overpass. Another one for Cooper. That one's dug up nicely by Williams. Now it's Fritsch getting on the deck for it. Sends it over for a free ball as Cooper digs up. They'll set back to Cooper, and she puts it down for the kill. Janiyah Cooper's been very, very active right at the front of the net for the Lady Cats as the volleyball gets stuck under the bleachers, it looks like, for a minute. So Weimer leads it 3-1 here in set two. Burton got the first point off a service error. Since then, it's been all Lady Cats and a lot of big offense. You don't want to see Burton throw in the towel on this one yet. There's still plenty of volleyball to be played as Glazeman with the attack gets blocked at the net. A beautiful up that time by Raymer, but just not enough as it goes out of bounds. And there's some hard-hitting offense on the opposite side of the floor right now. We're in purple, and Burton doing everything they can to try to withstand this onslaught. But nonetheless, another point for the purple side. 4-1 for the Lady Cats. That one is wide on the attack by Raymer. Excuse me, that was a pole. A little bit wide right from the left side of the floor. 5-1 in favor of the Lady Cats. Hinsey to serve it away for Weimer. Shoots it across. Picked up in the middle by Huntsman. They'll set Fritsch in the middle. Fritsch sets it up now for Holt on the left side. Gets stuffed at the net. Excuse me, that was Addison Harmel. 6-1 now in favor of the Lady Cats. Hinsey to serve it away. She tries to tag one over on the right side. Served it right to the sideline. Sent it way wide. That'll be a point for the Big Red. A point they needed badly. As now Amaya Williams will serve it away here. 6-2 the score. Amaya gets it across. It's picked up in the middle. Cooper left side. Her shot off speed to the middle. Picked up by Fritsch. Now Raymer sets the middle on the attack from Huntsman. That's dug in the back row. Huntsman, a nice block at the net after Weimer tried to get it over quick. Fritsch will set up. Huntsman left side. Her shot is off the block and out of bounds. That'll be a point for the Big Red. Well, if they're going to put the trees up like that and you're Aaron Huntsman, go ahead and rifle that shot right off the arm and out of bounds. 6-3 the score. Pavlou picks up the serve in the back. Fritsch, a beautiful diving dig and a free ball over by Huntsman. Now it'll be Cooper in the middle. Her shot blocked at the net, picked up on the right side of the floor by Harmel. And this should be two, and it is. So another double called on Burton. 7-3 the score. Of all the things that high school student sections chant during games that get very, very annoying very fast, I think "you can't do that" is probably the number one. Like, bro, we were chanting that when I was in high school, and that was a long time ago. So Aaron Huntsman able to pick up a kill off a nice set from Fritsch. Brings her team back to within 3-7-4. It'll be Glazeman to send it across. And that shot in there, right on the line. What a shot by Chandley Tolbert. Trying to taking people's heads with her. We had a little group that's formed over here on the baseline. We all just about got decapitated by that shot, including your fearless announcer, if you will. air quotes, right? Hannah Fisbeck will stand back at the service line to send this one across eventually whenever we decide to play volleyball again. 8-4 your score. Weimer with the lead and the serve. Huntsman able to pick it up on the right side. They're going to set it up for Harmel. Her shot is sent right back across on the block. Fritz tries to go over softly. It's picked up in the middle. Now they're going to set on the right side. Big 18, Taylor Smith able to get the kill for Weimer and put her squad back up by 5, 9-4. You're just joining us. The Lady Cats won the first set 25-18 over Burton. And find themselves up 9-4 here in set two. Williams in the middle picks up the serve. Fritsch sets it over the left side. Huntsman on the shot. That's down for the kill. Aaron Huntsman with a timely shot from the left side. Able to shoot it right through the block and straight to the deck. Gets her team back to within four. That will send Kelsey Holt back to the service line. Holt shoots it across. Picked up in the middle now by Smith. They're going to set her in the middle, and that shot off the block out of bounds. It will be point Weimer. Make it 10-5 now in favor of the Lady Cats. Back to the service line is Madison Lucky, a sophomore. This is a very young Weimer team. This is a team that's going to be around for a while if they keep up doing what they're doing. Fritsch tries to set it up for Huntsman. She'll quickly go over. Couldn't quite get a good attack angle at it. Has to send it over on the free ball. The shot from Weimer not there. Picked up by Raymer. A nice attack from Lundbeck is dug up in the back row. Now free ball coming the way of Burton. Raymer will try to set the left side. Huntsman fading away on the shot. And that'll be a point for Weimer. As it hit the antenna on the shot, so that'll put the point in the way of the purple. On the serve, Fritsch tries to get Huntsman set up on the left side, off the block on the shot, picked up in the back row. Now they're going to try to set Rhodes. Her shot wide, point Big Red. 11-6 now as the Panthers trying to crawl back in this one. Again, not unfamiliar territory for this bunch. They found themselves down in set one and set two on Tuesday. They were able to come back and win both on their way to a sweep of Holland. Saw themselves in the same boat today in set one. Unfortunately for the, as a beautiful serve, Aaron Huntsman barely snuck it over the tape. My mom would probably shake her head at that as a volleyball purist. She was from the time where you can't touch the tape on the serve. It would have been considered out. That rule's been changed. That one, as Huntsman tried to go two for two on the tape serve, gets a little bit too low and puts it right into the net. I know watching Husker volleyball, it's the worst rule ever when Wisconsin does it, and it's the best rule ever when we do it. On the attack is Lundbeck. Her shot is blocked at the net. Fritsch, a beautiful one-handed up, hitting the deck for it. Cooper goes down with the shot, dug up by Raymer. Amaya Williams on the quick over, goes off speed with it. Now it's Huntsman falling away to get the set up. And Fritsch will shoot it over to Weimer for the free ball. Here's Rhodes with the attack. Into the net it goes. Point Big Red, 12-8. So Reagan Raymer will head back to serve it away for the Big Red. Down four here in set two, trying to come back in this one and even this match at one set apiece. Off the tape, free ball coming the way of the Panthers. Fritsch will set the middle this time. Big right-handed shot, and Fritsch unable to get on the deck to dig it up as Glazeman tried to shoot it over, but the block was too strong by Rhodes. And that makes it 13-8. So the Lady Panthers not out of this one by any stretch of the imagination, especially when you consider the turnaround from Tuesday night. But they find themselves down five now as they'll work with this serve. And into the net it goes. That'll be a point for Weimer. So I think Holt kind of lost track of where she was. Ended up backing up into the net. Timeout on the floor. Your score 14-8. Burton trails Weimer down 1-0 here in the match. This is high school volleyball on KWHI. Back in 60 seconds.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and farm paths, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
It's 15-8, your score. Weimer serving out of the timeout. Clay's been able to get it up in the back row. Or rather, Huntsman with it. They get it over for a free ball for Weimer. Now right back over to Burton as Fritsch able to set the middle now for Glazeman. Her shot is down as she went off speed and snuck it right over the fingertips of the block and got it down for the point, 15-9. So Burton, a much-needed point out of the timeout. That will send Paige Fritsch back to serve it away. The captain will line it up. Finds her team down six, sends it across, picked up by Cooper in the middle. They're going to set Cooper again. No, that was Tolbert right into the net. She shoots that one, and it'll be a point for the Big Red, 15-10. A little bit of life injected into this sideline now. Fritsch on the serve, gets it across. Cooper puts it up. They're going to set Tolbert now on the left side. Tolbert blocked at the net. A back-to-back blocks on Chandley Tolbert by the right side of the Burton front line as Fritsch will set the middle. Glazeman on the shot, puts it down. Bailey Glazeman with a thunderous right hand gets her team back to within four. Well, and Paige Fritsch is at the service line. Good things tend to happen for the Big Red as Paige puts it across. Cooper able to pick it up. They're going to set her in the middle. Has to miss timer jump. Goes off speed with it. Basically a free ball here for the Lady Panthers. Amaya Williams right into the block. Two hits called. And it's a point for the Big Red. Burton has come storming back here in this middle part of the second set to cut the lead to three. And I know if my good buddy Daryl Kiki was here, I know the point he would make right now. Dean, just imagine if we'd have started this good. This is what you'd be thinking right now. But nonetheless, Burton showing all the heart, trying to come back in this one to even it up at one set apiece. That'll be a point for Weimer as a beautiful shot right over the top of the defense by Cooper. Huntsman had to track it down, sort of Willie Mays style, over her shoulder and kind of mistimed the placement of her hand, allowing the ball to fall to the, that's a turf deck. You know, the wood that the floor is made out of, that thing. So Weimer to serve it away with Rhodes. They'll get it back over on their side of the floor. Tolbert, big swing on the right side, has it dug up in the back row by Huntsman. Now Amaya Williams with the big swing. She sends it across, off the tape, and nearly down. It is down. Amaya Williams didn't give up on the play, and she gets the kill. 16-13, Big Red down three now with Amaya going to the service line. If you remember what happened in the first set when number three was on the line, good things happened. Amaya sends it across now, picked up by Tolbert in the middle. They'll set the left side. Cooper on the shot, goes off speed, picked up by Raymer. Fritsch now setting left side. Huntsman on the shot, not there. Picked up by Raymer. They're going to get it over on a free ball now for Weimer. Reeves, the libero, picks it up. They'll set Tolbert left side. Her shot dug up by Williams. Oh, what a beautiful dig by Amaya Williams all the way on the deck. And it eventually falls to the floor. And will go down in the books as a kill for Tolbert. So a point for Weimer. They lead at 17-13 here in set two. Big swing, Aaron Huntsman. Oh my, Huntsman is upset right now. Taking out the aggression on the volleyball. 17-14. Got a beautiful set on the left side and licked the stamp and sent it. Reeves will send it across on a free ball. Huntsman digs it up. on the right side. Harmel back over to Fritsch. Another free ball here for the Lady Cats. Here's an attack. Big swing and a kill by Taylor Smith, the junior. Puts it down for Weimer, and they now lead it 19-14. 18-14. Fritsch will set the middle now. Lundbeck on the kill. Kinsley Lundbeck able to high point the set. Set it down to the onto the deck for a point for the Big Red. 18-15. All right, so down three on the serve and an ace serve from Kelsey Holt. As the Panthers coming back in this one. Kelsey Holt, a beautiful serve, tickles the top of the tape, puts it down for the point. Down two now, 18-16. We'll see if Kelsey can do it again. The left-hand serve goes across the net. They're going to try to set the middle here. Reeves from the middle. Middle row. Fritsch sends it over on the free ball. Here's a shot right at the net for Huntsman on a quick over. Tried to pound it back to the deck. Here's Williams, free ball, Burton. They'll set Huntsman, left side. Shot is picked up in the back row. What a beautiful dig by Izzy Reeves. And that shot by Taylor Smith gets right through the hands of Raymer. She laid out for it, but just not quite enough as it hits the deck for a point for the Purple, 19-16. Set two underway here from Schulenburg High School. Huntsman on the shot left side. Off speed, picked up in the middle. Here comes a set from Reeves. It'll be a free ball now as Raymer sets it up. Now Fritsch, middle shot on the way. Lundbeck, her shot's dug in the middle. That time and two hits called again. Point Big Red, 19-17. So a timeout on the floor. Burton down two. They're coming back in set two. 19-17. Weimer leads Burton. This high school volleyball back in 60 seconds on KWHI.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
When the temperature drops, that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BBAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd, starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun, starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Well, the serve out of the timeout was long by the Lady Panthers. Point for Weimer now, 20-17. Here comes the serve as Raymer's able to dig it up. They get it across quickly. Cooper tried to pound it back across. Picked up by Fritsch, and a big swing and a kill in the middle by Lundbeck. A very timely shot by Kinsley Lundbeck. And you hear the Burton Panther faithful letting you know she's a freshman. A very talented one at that, Kinsley Lundbeck. 20-18. Still Weimer leading the second set. Big swing and a near kill by Cooper. That was a nice job to dig that up by Huntsman. The ball back over the way of the Purple. Cooper off-speed shot. Middle hits the deck. Point for Weimer, 21-18. One of Janiyah Cooper's biggest strengths is her ability to recognize when to take a little bit off of it. Her off-speed shot is deadly. Chandler Tolbert checks back into the ballgame now. 21-18. Burton trails by three as Amaya Williams tries the big swing on the right side. Quick over by Glazeman. That one's picked up by Cook. Now it's Fritsch on the side for Burton as Williams tries to go with an off-speed shot. Fritsch with the attack in the middle. Quick over by Rhodes. Back over to Weimer now with a free ball. Cooper, shot in the middle, dug up nicely by Holt. And hustling is Fritch all the way to the third row to dig that one up. Another free ball for Weimer. Cooper, shot middle, down for the kill. Boy, the Lady Panthers did all they could in that rally to try to withstand that offensive onslaught from Weimer. But in the end, the point falls the way of the Purple, 22-18, closing in on a set two victory. The serve by Pavlou nearly drops in for an ace. Williams will send it over. Free ball opportunity here. Cooper, or rather, Tolbert's shot from the left side of the floor on the outstretched arm of Huntsman will fall into the third row for a kill, 23-18. For those of you listening in on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 in Brenham, we will be moving our broadcast at the top of the hour to KWHI.com on the alternate sports stream. So if you're looking for this ball game to continue here for the third set, you can find it on KWHI.com's alternate stream beginning at 6 o'clock. But for now, we're here on the radio as Weimer and Burton do battle at the net with Cooper against Glazeman. The ball goes back over to Weimer. Cooper's shot dug up. Quick over by Fritch. Nice pickup in the back row by Reeves for Weimer. Reeves will send it over. Free ball. Opportunity dug up by Huntsman. Now the middle shot. Glazeman on the attack. Goes off speed and puts it down to the floor for the point for the Big Red, 23-19. The score as Paige Fritch will send it away on the serve. At the net, a joust for it, won by Amaya Williams. Back over to Weimer now in the hands of Burton. Williams will shoot it off from the left side. That's picked up in the back row by Pavlou. Here's the shot from Cooper in the middle with an absolute thunder shot. Janiyah Cooper with the bazooka from the middle. And it's set point for the Lady Cats. And she's dancing to the overrated chant. The ball is under the bleachers. That's why we're waiting. Good job, Paige Fritch, getting under there to dig the volleyball out from under the bleachers. 24-19. Set point here for the Lady Cats. They'll send it across now. Is Huntsman able to pick it up? They'll set Williams left side. Goes off speed with it. Reeves digs it up in the middle. Now Reeves will shoot it across. Picked up in the on the left side by Williams. Now Williams, her shot off the block and out, and it'll be a point for the Big Red. A big-time point there for Amaya Williams, and she'll trot back to the service line to send this one across to avoid falling in set two. 24-20, it is set point for Weimer. Tolbert on the attack, that one's long. So Chandley Tolbert shot that one into Oklahoma. And that's a point for the Big Red, 24-21. Can the Big Red come back? Williams sends it across. Now it'll be Reeves. They have to send it over. Free ball here for the Big Red. They'll set Fritch in the middle. Now the left side. Here's the shot from Huntsman. That one's dug up in the back by Reeves. Reeves will shoot it across now. Williams to Fritch in the middle. Glazeman goes off speed and it nearly falls, but it's dug up in the back by Cooper. Now Williams digs it up. Fritch sets right side. Quick over now as Cooper will set quickly across, nearly hitting the deck for the kill, but somehow Fritch able to get a hand on it. Tolbert now with the kill, and that's the set. 25-21. Chandley Tolbert said enough of that. It's time to put this thing away. Weimer takes set two, 25-21. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Big Red Volleyball.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again is 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Go Lady Panthers all the way.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrapped to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 979-289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 979-289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 till 12 noon. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Harmel Electric says go, Lady Panthers! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go, Lady Panthers! Keep on winning.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Well, ready for set three here from Schulenburg High School, KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, bringing you coverage of Burton Lady Panther volleyball tonight. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we will move our broadcast, if we're still on the air, which I imagine we will be in 5 minutes, we'll be moving our broadcast to the KWHI.com alternate sports stream. If you're looking for that, you can find it at KWHI.com, where you click to listen live. They'll give you an option for the alternate sports stream. The other way to listen as well is you can download the KWHI app in the App Store and Google Play. Find us there to follow along. Burton trails 2-0 at the hands of Weimer here. The decisive set three on the way next. The first game was 25-18 in favor of the Purple. Then Weimer won the second set 25-21 after getting Burton down in quite a big hole. We'll see if the Lady Panthers can keep their season alive. They'll serve it up first with Kelsey Holt. Oh, you picked a heck of a day for my voice to just give up on me. It is what it is, man. So Holt will send it across for the big red as Pavlou picks it up. Now the shot from the left side from Hinsey. Falls down for the kill. And Weimer off to a quick start in set three. Now another whistle. So Hinsey will send it away on the serve. That one is wide, point big red. Back at the service line for the Burton Lady Panthers is Erin Huntsman. She tickles the top of the tape and puts it down. Another one of those, if it happens to us, it's the best rule. If it happens for the other team, we don't like it. 2-1, Burton leads set three. Huntsman back at the service line to tee one up again and into the net. Tried to get cute with it that time. Ended up shooting one into the net. Tied up at two. As the scoreboard is having a bit of an episode. Reeves will send it across. Picked up by Williams. Her shot would have been long, but it's dug up by Pavlou. They're going to use that to set Tolbert for the big swing on the left side. Chandley Tolbert with another huge shot. Coach Cook, why don't you give that one a call, too, while you're at it. 3-2, Weimer leads. Fritsch on the attack as it dug up. This is Cook in the ballgame now. And another big swing and a kill from Tolbert. She didn't think that one was going to go down, but it did, right through the block. And it's 4-2. The season on the line here for the Big Red in set number three. Nearly an ace, but they do, in fact, get it across. Back over to Weimer now. The attack from the middle by Smith falls for a kill. Give Taylor Smith credit for the shot there. Puts her team up 5-2. Izzy Reeves back at the service line to send this one away. Reeves gets it over into the hands of Holtz. Big swing in the middle by Glazeman. But right into the block and a point for Weimer. That was Lundbeck. 6-2 the score. Here's Williams, her shot from the left side. Dug up on the back row by Pavlou. Here's Reeves with it now. Tries to go off speed to the middle of the floor. Fritsch digs it up. Williams with the shot. Picked up by Reeves. Tolbert shot left side. That one off the arms of Fritsch. Back into the hands of Raymer. She does somehow get it back across. Into the hands of Tolbert, who swings and sends that one down with authority. Chandley Tolbert, three kills here in the third set. Has her her team up 7-2. Coming up on the top of the hour, once again, if you're going to continue listening to volleyball here on KWHI, head to KWHI.com on the alternate sports stream. We will be leaving at the top of the hour to go online with our broadcast. 8-2 off the kill by Cook. A timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. We'll be back on KWHI.com in 60 seconds. Back to within three for the Big Red. Raymer will serve it away. Reeves picks it up. Sets up for Hinsey. Now Tolbert with a big swing. They're going to get Burton for being in the net. Williams had a fingertip on it. 19-15. Weimer's 6 points away from moving on in straight sets. The Lady Panthers are staring down the barrel of possibly seeing their season come to a close here tonight in Schulenburg. Raymer digs up the serve. Now it's Williams. Her shot falls for the kill. A big-time kill for Amaya Williams. But they needed that in a big way. 19-16. So Paige Fritsch will serve it away here for the Big Red. Jump serve by Paige. Picked up in the middle by Fisbeck. They're going to send it over on a free ball now. It'll be a free shot out of here for the Big Red. They're going to set Williams on the left side. Williams gets the kill. Two in a row for Amaya Williams. 19-17. Set three. Burton not going away in this one. Down two in the third set. Fritsch will serve it away. Jump serve again from Paige. Picked up in the back row now by Fisbeck. And on the free ball over, miscommunication in the front row by the Lady Panthers, and they're unable to come up with it. Point Weimer, 20-17, 5 points away from a sweep are the Lady Cats and picking up their 30th match win of the season. This is Lucky to serve it away on the ace. Madison Lucky with a difficult right-handed serve anyway, but that ace will prompt a timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back in 60 seconds to settle this one from Schulenburg on KWHI.com.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Well, the Weimer Lady Cats now 3 points away from closing out this match in straight sets, 22-17. They get the point out of the timeout after a joust at the net, sees Burton touch it last before the ball falls out of bounds. It'll be Lucky to serve it away. Dug up by Raymer. They're going to set Williams on the right side now. Williams, her shot's picked up in the front row by Rhodes. And a point for the Big Red as it goes into the net, 22-18. Burton down four. They need this point. Williams will serve it. She's been the most effective Lady Panther at the service line tonight. Smith on the big swing. Blocked. Back on the Burton side, on the Weimer side. It's a point for the Big Red. What a nice block that time on the left side of the floor. Teaming up for it was Huntsman and Pohl. And now Williams will serve it away. Amaya's serve. Picked up by Fisbeck. Joust at the net. Won by the Lady Panthers. They're back to within two. 22-20. Will the Burton Panthers keep this thing alive? Amaya Williams with the serve. Gets it into the hands of Fisbeck on the right side. Reeves will send it over. Free ball for the Big Red. Williams for Fritsch on the left side. Big swing by Huntsman in the kill. Aaron Huntsman puts it down and Weimer calls timeout. 22-21 here in set three. The Panthers are coming back. We'll take the timeout with them back in 60 seconds. This is Big Red Volleyball.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
It's electric!
Tied up at 22 as Burton gets a quick point out of the timeout. 22 all on the board. Huntsman, big swing and a kill by Weimer. A point Weimer off the block. They were able to block it back over onto Burton's side. 23-22. The Lady Panthers not going away without a fight. And they're in a fist fight right now. Down one. Smith serves it across. Nearly an ace, but a diving dig by Raymer, able to keep the ball alive. Back over to Weimer now. They're going to set Smith on the left side. That's picked up by Fritsch. Now the set for the left side for Huntsman. Goes off speed with it. Nearly a kill, but a great hustle play on the left side of the floor by Fisbeck. That shot nearly falls for Weimer, but it doesn't. Here's Huntsman off the top of the tape. Picked up now by Fisbeck. Here's Treese on the left side. Free ball here for the Lady Panthers. Big swing in the middle from Glazeman. And that is a unbelievable hustle play by Taylor Smith to keep it alive for Weimer. Fritsch now set the left side. Huntsman with a big swing. That one's dug up again by Fisbeck. And it finally falls. What a big point for the Big Red. 23-all. Keep swinging. They're going to come. Aaron Huntsman gets the kill. Bailey Glazeman back to serve. Fisbeck on the set on the over. It'll go back into the hands now of Glazeman. They'll set the middle now for the freshman. One back gets the kill, and it's set point for the Big Red. Burton has come all the way back, down double digits in the set. And the freshman, Kinsley Lundbeck, able to get her team match or set point to try to send this thing to four. Here's Glazeman on the serve. Picked up in the middle. Here's Treese on the left side. Her shot nearly goes wide. Almost into the stands, but a great hustle play by Huntsman. Sends it across. Free ball here for Weimer. Cooper picks up the kill. Janiyah Cooper out of the middle. Had to wait for the call, the official call, but we're tied up at 24. Not done yet here in set three. What a clutch play by your clutch sophomore, Janiah Cooper. How about those Burton Lady Panthers coming back against all odds, pretty much dead in the water midway through set three. And then they lit the fire and haven't looked back to tie this thing up. We're at 24 all. Here's the serve from Pavlou, picked up by Williams. Now Fritsch, they'll set it over for Huntsman. This is a free ball here for Weimer Reeves. Tolbert, left side, off speed. Fritsch digs it up nicely. Here's Raymer with the set now, left side. Huntsman blocked at the net, and the kill for Weimer. Right off the block. That was Cooper teaming up that time with Skylar Rhodes, a freshman and a sophomore, to block that thing right back in the face of Huntsman. 25-24. The Big Red need a point badly here. This is set point for Weimer. Then there's the kill you need. You go to your freshman, Kinsley Lundbeck, with a thunderous right hand from the middle, able to tie this thing back up at 25. First one to 30, right? So that'll be Kelsey Holt back at the service line. Kelsey sends it across. Cooper picks it up in the middle. They're going to set Tolbert on the left side with a big swing and a kill. Chandley Tolbert. Absolutely gorgeous offense from Weimer. And Burton did everything they could on that one defensively. Just too much power. There's a couple of future D1 ball players on this Weimer squad, I'm telling you right now. Chandley Tolbert and Janiah Cooper definitely have the athleticism and the power to hit at that level for sure. So off the Weimer serve, it'll be a free ball as Fritsch sends it over. Reeves, Tolbert sets Cooper, middle for the match, got it! 27-25. And the Burton Panthers season comes to a close here at Schulenburg High School tonight in straight sets. 25-18, 25-21, and then 27-25. We'll be back to wrap this one up with our postgame show. You're listening to Big Red Volleyball on KWHI.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton Volleyball Game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 979-251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 979-251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritsch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of the Lady Panther volleyball team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton volleyball team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm fresh eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food markets. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
Wrapping this one up here on KWHI.com in straight sets. The Burton Lady Panthers dropped this one 3-0. They lost the first one 25-18. Second set was 25-21 and a heartbreaker in the third set as the Burton Panthers lose it 27-25. They will finish the season 30-18 overall. Overall, a very solid first year for head coach Blair Smith in this Lady Panther program that was left in great hands. And looks to continue that next year. They've got a lot of great returning talent that'll be back on this squad next year. You got a feel for the seniors to see their season and their careers come to an end tonight, at least at the high school level. But nonetheless, a valiant effort in the third set. Burton found themselves behind early in the first set, kind of trailed for the majority of that one. Same story in the second set, but they did fight back to be able to tie it up at 21 before Weimer was able to put them away, 25-21 in the second. And then an absolute barn burner, one of the most intense final few points of a set in high school volleyball I've ever seen. But just too much talent down the stretch for Weimer. You know, they just had a couple of big guns on that Weimer team tonight. Chandley Tolbert, a big gun for them. Also, Janiah Cooper was hard to handle tonight for the Lady Panthers. Reagan Raymer did a great job tonight, digging up as many of those shots as she could. Her and Paige Fritsch did a fantastic job tonight, just trying to stay with this Weimer bunch. Also, a great night offensively for Bailey Glazeman. Erin Huntsman was hard to handle, especially in that third set. She was on fire, kill after kill after kill. Amaya Williams was absolutely lights out from the service line tonight for the Big Red. But overall, a great effort for the Lady Panthers, but they come up just a little bit short, and we'll see their season come to a close with a final record of 30-18. So great job this year by the Burton Lady Panthers, and big thanks to all of our great partners for allowing us to bring you coverage of Lady Panther volleyball postseason action right here on KWHI.com. That's going to do it for me tonight from Schulenburg High School. It's Dean Erickson saying so long, and thank you for tuning in to High School Volleyball on KWHI.com.